Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, good evening, everyone. I want to say how happy I am to be on the show tonight to talk about Punch TV Studios and what we're doing and how we're doing it, doing our IPO for only $1 per share. And I'm really excited to be able to do that and to that people all over the country right now are embracing Punch TV Studios. And we have people that are embracing us. We have people that have started prayer groups to pray for our success. Isn't that awesome? Before we go too far tonight, I want to introduce my exciting, most awesome co-host for our show and producer, Sharifa. The Sharifa, how are you tonight, Sharifa?
I am excellent. We're going to have an amazing show today. We have so many guests lined up. Yes, so I'm excited.
Oh, cool. It's been a pretty exciting day for me here. I've been traveling, and at this moment, I am in I'm in Plano, Texas. And Plano, Texas is in the great state of Texas, the Lone Star State. And here in Plano, Texas, I've been at our transfer agency's office all day, overseeing this. We have a lot of stock certificates that are going out right now, tomorrow, the next few days, another next few days. We have a lot of stock certificates going out, so a lot of people are going to get their stock certificates, and that's going to be so exciting. And with that being said, I've been watching the process of how this all happens and what's got to happen to make it come together and what's got the things that they're doing and that whole process, because it's important to me that each one of our shareholders get their stock certificate so that they can, know officially that they are a part of something that is going to be so huge, so big, and so awesome. And so I think that I'm really happy about that. I'm really happy about that. So what do you think? How do you feel about that and me being down here doing this for our shareholders? So I think she's taking another call there.
No, I'm just moving around. I'm here. That was me this time. I said I'm excited. I would prefer you were here, you know. Got some things we need Mr. Collins to handle in L.A. But, you know, handle it. You're handling the business. When people get their stock certificates, they'll feel better. You know, they'll feel excited. It's actually real to have their stock certificate in their hands.
Yeah, now we're going to have to tell everybody what to do with the stock certificate. And I think that's going to be pretty awesome in itself. To see how that all comes together and how people know what to do and how to make it come together and those things like that. And I think it's pretty cool to see, because it's going to be like, what do we do now? We got this stock certificate. How do we cash it in? How do we do this? What do we do? What do we do? And it's pretty cool because a lot of people have never been a part of an IPO. And being a part of an IPO is so awesome. And having an IPO is awesome in the life of a company. And I am super, super excited tonight beyond all measures. I actually did a radio interview earlier today, which was for a gentleman. And I did this radio interview for about an hour and a half. I was on the radio, and I was being really drilled a lot of pretty tough questions. And I think I did a pretty good job, though, of answering the questions and really explaining about our IPO, really explaining the things that have happened, really explaining the why this is important and why things are have turned out in the way that they've turned out, and really just really explaining those things. And it's just been awesome. It was really, really good because we had an interviewer, and the thing I like about this interviewer is that he had wrote his own thing and done his own radio show, and he was talking about it from his point of view, but it wasn't quite, all the pieces of the puzzle weren't put together for him. So I was on the show today, and we really pulled a lot of pieces together, so I hope people listen to that. It's going to be on Facebook and other places like that so that people can hear this blog, and it's supposed to be unedited, so we don't know what's going to come off of it if you should decide to edit the show, but so far it's pretty much unedited. So again, I want to tell everybody to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com, and I want to jump right into this show tonight and take a look at what we're doing and see, become a part of the IPO, let people know that you are part of the IPO, and we're going to build an amazing company together, and I'm excited. So who do we have as our first guest tonight, the Sharifa? Who's on the line?
We have one of my favorite people in the Punch Bowl today. We have someone who knows everyone, and almost everyone in Hollywood knows her name and her face. We have celebrity photographer Donna DeMille on the line with us this evening. How you doing, Donna?
Good evening. Absolutely wonderful. Happy holidays
nice.
To everybody.
Nice. Happy holidays, Donna. Man, you get around. I have seen your name so many places. Man, you are awesome. You are
Thank
awesome.
Thank you so very much. You are so kind.
So what brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight?
Sharifa. You know what? I did a show with her. So, I'm really into comedians, and she put a show on. I didn't know her. I think we might have been Facebook friends. I'm not sure. But she did a show. Her spirit was so good. And then I found out she worked with you, and it was like that was the icing on the cake. So whenever you need me, and she knows that to this day, if she ever needs me, I'm there.
Oh,
nice.
That's so sweet.
That's the truth. She didn't even pay me out to say that one.
Oh,
she's just
so
a wonderful
sweet.
Spirit. And she called me up and said, be on the show, and I said, when? That's the only question I asked, when?
Well, tell us about
so
your fabulous life.
It was a blessing when I met Mr. Collins. And it was like I said, you were like the cherry on top, Sharifa, when I met you. Just a great spirit. You know spirit when it moves you, and you did that. And the people you work with, the night I worked with you, it was a blessing, a true blessing. And I wanted to say that to you on Live and Living Color. It really was a blessing working with you.
Oh, well, you're about to make me cry. Or I'm going to take my own commercial break.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Anyway,
we want to hear
I'm
about
very,
you.
Very,
you.
I'm sorry. I just want to.
No, I said we want to hear about you.
I know, but I just want to say this to Mr. Collins. I'm so happy, and I've been going out. I did my own private prayer, always for you and for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fascinating, and any way I can be a assistance to you, you know I'm always there for you. You always in my prayers.
We really need that, And I thank you for your support. And Donna is a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, for sure.
In fact, you know what I decided? I just had a grandson. He's so like 6 weeks. I'm giving all my stocks are going to him. So that was my present to him. I was like, I'm going to invest more money for you, but this is for my grandson. So that was my
so
present
cool.
to him. I thought that would be a wonderful gift for him to be a stockholder.
That is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely, absolutely sweet. Now, what made you want to be a stockholder? Because I have been seeing you and seeing you and seeing you.
I like progress in your company. I like progress, and I always liked you. It was, you got to like people and feel like you're a part of them, and you
yes.
always love your spirit. And I like a black man who is doing something, taking that step in entertainment and stepping out there. And who's going to support us if we don't support each other?
Right.
We got to, people stop looking at competition and looking at aberration, we could change the planet.
Yes, we can.
You know?
Yes,
we can change the planet that way.
And we actually have been embraced all across the country. I mean, people from all across the country now are investing. And here's the thing that I want to say this. Tonight, Donna was one of our very first investors. She was there on the day that on Juneteenth, she was there on the day that we officially began to sell our stock, and she was there and she purchased stock in our company on the day we officially started.
Yep. It was no time like now.
That was, I don't even know where, because what happened that day was, you know, I had done this speech, and I, and the speech was amazing. It was really, really an amazing speech, I thought. And everybody got up out of the room, not everybody, but most of the people that was in the room got up, went and stood in line and buying stock, and it was amazing to me. It was the absolute most amazing thing I had ever seen. I didn't even plan that. And we weren't even really ready because we didn't even know that was going to happen like that. It just did, you know. And I'm so thankful. And that catalyst is just like driving us to the next levels, and it's going to really prepare us to do some great things in movie making and stuff like that. Now, Donna, you are a wonderful photographer.
Thank you.
And tell us, what are you, how did you get into that? What was your passion for that?
You know what? I didn't start out to be a photographer. Just shows you in the universe sometimes something pulls you forward and you don't really know why, but you follow it. And I have been teaching school. I'm an art visual artist. I had been teaching special education and art, and then I got injured at school, so I had to go back and get some new skills, and decided I would go into the real estate. I had a girlfriend who was selling real estate. She said, let's partner up. So I went to school in September. In January, I had my license. As soon as I get my license, the market plummeted. And I said, God, why you send me here? I know you got a reason. And I got a job I did a project called Photographing America. I got a job as a real estate photographer because I had a real estate license. I had no knowledge of photography. They trained me in a 4-hour session to go out and shoot whole cities. They would give me an assignment, Culver City, Pasadena, South Central. They gave me Malibu. I had to go and shoot every house in a zone, which consists of at least 10 to 20,000 houses. And I did that every day for 2 years. And I was like a Jehovah's Witness with a camera. And you're going to laugh, but I really was raised a Jehovah's Witness. So I said, it's funny, on our orientation, we were all the photographers. We were all photographers. None of us were photographers. Most of us had a real estate license. And people were, you know, we were talking about this new venture. And a lot of people were, like, a little reticent about going out. And I was like, I ain't got to knock on the door. All I got to do is shoot the house. I could do this because I had been set, you know, I had knocked on doors as a little kid, so I knew how to do that. So I did that. I was named the number one real estate photographer in Southern California. I shot more houses than anybody. I shot 800 houses every day for 2 years. So I did 5,000 houses a week. And I enjoyed it. I made money. They paid me well. It was a corporation called Zio out of Canada that was photographing America for real estate purposes. And that is how I got started. I made $60,000 to $70,000 each year.
Wow.
And I said, this is good. I like this job. I don't have to answer to nobody. I get my exercise in. So I was really good. But after 2 years, they wanted me to go to another state, and I couldn't leave the state. And I was like, no, that's it. I cried, though. But I was like, you know what, something else is going to happen. I had worked in the entertainment industry, in television, and I worked in the music industry. So I said, let me go into entertainment photography. And, you know, that was around the time I met you, Mr. Collins. I had just started, maybe. I started with Jonathan. Well, I had started actually with Aaron Zuni. He first got me on the red carpet. And then Jonathan Fields came to town and asked me to help him. And I think I met you through around that time when I had met Jonathan, and I met you. But I was new into entertainment photography.
Wow.
I kept at it. You know, you can't quit. You learn the ropes.
You can't.
You learn the people, you know.
You can't quit. You 100% can't quit. You cannot quit. I've been
so
Donna,
who's your favorite celebrity that you shot?
I'm going to tell you, my all-time favorite.
I love Joseph Collins. I mean, after Joseph Collins.
I love Mr. Collins.
I mean, you
Collins
know.
You know he's one of them. You know what? I'm going to be honest. Mr. Collins, the day of your IPO, I had another event to shoot. But you know I stood and waited so you could get my money.
Yeah, I did that.
I was late to my shoot. They got mad at me and wouldn't let me in. But I was like, I don't need to be there anyway because I still showed up and you won't let me in. I was doing some important business. But that's how much I wanted to make sure that I linked up with you in that way and show my support.
I certainly appreciate it.
I was willing to let that go to make sure that because I knew y'all were going some new techno, a lot of challenges that day. And so I thought, you know what, I'm staying. You're going to get my money. And I did. It didn't bother me. I was like, okay, y'all don't want me, so I'll move on. But I love Mr. Collins, but my favorite of all time, big time celebrity was Lionel Richie.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Oh, Lionel, let me tell you, he was for the city of L.A. Honored him for African American Month, this month. And I had to shadow him for about 2 hours. And let me tell you, everybody who walked up to Mr. Richie, he was kind, he was loving, he was caring. He never got rattled. I do this business, and you can be tried by a lot of people pulling and tugging on you, and, you know, he'd stay with speeches. But people just were really gravitated towards him, and he just accepted everybody with love. And when he did his speech, the first thing he started with was, "All we need is love." And that was it. I let man after that. You can't say nothing bad with Lionel Richie. Because I was so close to him and saw how he treated everybody. And that's really, you know, it's not even about talent. It was about the spirit of that man.
Right.
The spirit of him outweighs all his talent, you know. Your kindness is, to me, is important. I don't care how much money you have. Treat people with kindness. It don't cost you nothing.
No, it does. It does not.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely
does.
So
he's my all-time favorite. But you know what? I got one coming up that I'm real excited about. I don't get a whole lot excited about celebrities like that. But I'm doing Lady Gaga, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, girl.
I'm Lady Gaga.
I'm doing Lady Gaga.
If you need an assistant,
I am excited
about
her. What you
say? Well, you don't need me to come hold the camera bag. I'm just saying.
I was holding the camera bag. Mr. Collins, you got
I was
going to
hold the camera bag. I'm going to hold the camera bag.
You in Texas.
I come back.
Donna, you call me,
bag.
Okay? If you need something, you need an assistant, you need some water, something, you just call me. I'm there right there with you.
Well,
let's take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back with more here in the Punch Bowl on the Punch TV Studios radio show, Changing the Conversation. We'll be right back after this.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities, It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Shruti, you know, I haven't asked you that all day, actually.
All day?
All day, I haven't asked if you, Nabuki. I haven't asked you that all day. I can't believe I've been all day and I haven't asked you if you, Nabuki, today.
I have. Mm-hmm. I shared an incredible story on Nabuki about, yes, an incredible man in an article called Victim No More.
Oh, that's wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. I think that's that people should chime in and take a look at that. Take a look at that. You know, I'm Donna Diamond's second favorite person now. She chose Lionel Richie, then me. I don't know. I'm going to have to learn how to sing. These singers are just getting over on me. I'm going to totally have to learn how to sing. Because, I mean, Lionel Richie, then Joseph Talent. All right. Well, I'm going to have to live with that one right now. So, Trooper, who else do we have in the punch bowl tonight?
We are busy tonight. We have quite a few people calling in. We definitely still have some people listening on the line. If you like to speak in the punch bowl, please press 1 so that we know that you're not just listening and you actually like to join the conversation. But right now we do have author and motivational speaker, Mrs. Cheryl Brown Avery, joining us in the punch bowl. How are you doing tonight, Mrs. Avery?
I'm doing fine. How are all of you?
We are excellent. Excellent. Thank you.
Great.
We're doing good. We're having a good time.
Yes.
What brings you to the punch bowl?
Okay.
I mean, anytime you have the heir to the Avery fortune on the line, you have to sign extra careful. She knows everything there is to know about. No pads and stickies and all that stuff. So, you know, I'm trying to sign extra professional. And we got to add to the Avery fortune on the line.
Oh, my goodness. I wish. I have to stay in constant prayer because my job can be very demanding, I tell you. I do quite a bit of traveling, you know, and trying to work with these young people. And I tell you, it's been a rough few years, you know, kids on drugs, kids being bullied. It's a lot. But, you know, my children's book, Take Me, to community events and school where I go in and I try to instill hope in these young people, you know, and tell them about my wonder years growing up on the farm when we had grandparents and parents who stood by you and you respected your elders. You see what I'm saying? And,
I do.
So I love what I do. I love being out here with the kids. Doing my part, trying to say.
We had so much respect, and this is a true story. So if my neighbor spanked me, I would come home and get another spanking because my neighbor had to spank me. I'm like,
exactly.
How does that work? How do you get two whippings from one thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. Don't I know? I tell you, my grandmother was like Medea. She didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And when she spoke, you did what you were told. There was not all the talking back. If she said, go out in that field and pick them cucumbers, what did you do? You got up at 5 in the morning, you went out in that field, and you did what you had to do. See, back then, a lot of the farmhouses, they didn't have running water. And so, see, I'm originally from Wilmington, North Carolina, but I would visit their farm every summer since I was a little girl, and we had to go out to a well and get that water. My grandmother cooked on a wood stove. We had biscuits 3 times a day, fresh milk from the cow. We learned how to churn butter. I mean, we worked when we went to Lewisburg, unlike these young people today. A lot
well,
of them
need
have
some,
a clue about life.
To learn how to churn butter by hand.
Oh, yeah.
By the time you finish churning butter by hand, you're going to be too tired to do anything else. I'm telling you that right now. You got to take that milk in the butter, boy. You'd be all day. You'd be too tired to do anything else
mm-hmm.
after that.
Now, my books were born from my grandparents' farm, Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, I was very mischievous. I would sneak down to a stable and throw rocks at her when my grandparents weren't looking and make faces. She would tear that heel up, coming up, running me. And if I couldn't get inside the farmhouse, I would crawl underneath the house. And you know she was smart. She would get down on all fours and try to come under there at me. So I wrote 7 books based on the hilarious adventures taking Annie from London, England, to Venice, Italy, to Washington, D.C., which features President Obama wearing a cowboy hat and rope at the Easter egg hunt trying to rope Annie the Mule. The whole goal of the book was that Annie the Mule would go to the ends of the earth just to capture me, which she does not. So the stories will continue, because now I'm working on Annie the Mule Goes to Africa.
Wow, that is amazing.
And then I received a beautiful letter from the Queen of England for Annie the Mule Goes to London, England, where Annie has followed us over there. She's taken a ship, and she's smart enough to get to England. She takes a double-decker bus, and then she ends up in this parade with the Queen, and then Prince William comes riding in on a polo pony, and she ropes Annie. And, you know, it's just the whole stories are just not only funny, but they're educational. Because some of these young people may never see Venice or London or have ever been to Washington. But in the book, I talk about the main monument site that you might see when you go to each country, you know, like the Rialto Bridge in Venice, a gondola, which actually features Annie rowing a gondola trying to chase me in the boat. So it's a lot of humor. But the books are actually based on the real family, except I made them fictional because never in the history of this nation has a mule or cartoon animal did the things that Annie the Mule can do. So right now I'm in prayer about animation. That's what I'm working on now.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. I think that's awesome. I hope you decide to post your books on our website at nabuki.com let us help you promote your books at Nabuki, N-A-B-U-K-I-E, nabuki.com, and we'll help you promote and sell some books
for you.
And you know, we'd love for you to do that.
The biggest problem that I have faced as an African-American children's author is non-support from the African-American community. To me, it seemed like we as a race should want our children to read, to want to learn something, to know about farm families and what African Americans went through back then. You see what I'm saying? But that's the biggest thing I've had to face in my life is the non-support. I'm getting all the other races, whether it's white or Japanese or whatever, they're buying and they're saying, hey, read the stories about Miss Avery's adventures. But when it comes to our people, I can't tell you if it's jealousy, I can't tell you. You know, I was listening to the lady saying that, you know, we don't help each other, and we don't. And to me, Annie should be worldwide, worldwide. I mean, she's on the Internet, she's on Amazon, she's on Barnes & Noble, but the thing is getting the word out to these parents.
One of the things is, and I'm careful just personally on this, because with Punch TV Studios, I see – urban America coming together to make this happen for our company. And it's amazing. I mean, I really can never say again that African Americans don't work together, because I have been with our stock offering, with our IPO, I can honestly say that African Americans from all across the country, thousands of people are investing in our company to make this come together. And our goal is just to open the doors, because we don't control enough media. We don't control the images that our children see. We don't support black culture by and large, you know. So I can understand your frustration and those kinds of things like that. But
exactly,
I think that amazing things happen to amazing people, and I think that you telling these stories, just from what I've heard of it right now, it's simply amazing. And certainly we would love to help you push your book out there and be a catalyst for you and to make these things come together for you. So, but I definitely want to encourage you to go to our website on nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E, nabuki.com, and post your book for sale there. And let us help you market it. We advertise Nabuki on our channel. We haven't even officially launched the website yet, but it could be a big help to help you. We definitely would love to help you push your book out there. In the meantime, we're gonna take another quick commercial break for for a message. And we have another big time celebrity on our line, and we'll be right back with more.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
Do you Nabuki? Now that's
Nabuki.
Do you Nabuki? Yes, girl.
That is the question. Do you Nabuki?
The question is, do you Nabuki?
Yes.
About the Nabuki.
Yes.
Right now.
I'm already there. Right, I beat you to it.
You're already Nabuki.
I'm excited. Who's our next guest?
And that's an amazing author.
We're
dying
here.
She's an amazing author. Sheryl Brown Avery, amazing author for children's book. And she's got a donkey chasing the old girl around, you know, all over the world. So that's pretty cool. Definitely love the idea. I would like to see a couple of those books. You know, it's Christmas time.
Seven
too,
books?
So yeah,
for someone, an author to have written seven books?
She's written seven books. So I definitely want to read at least one of them, you know, if I can get one in, you know. Hope we got a lot of pictures, you know, that whole reading thing, you know. I need some pictures to help me out.
Stop it. Will you introduce our next guest?
Who's in the punch bowl now?
Yes. You tell me who we want to talk to tonight.
You tell me. Who do we want to talk to?
I think we've been having some fun. We've been talking to motivational speakers, celebrity photographers. I think we need to have a word right now. I think we should talk to Reverend Mark Whitlock.
Reverend Mark Whitlock. Ooh, the good reverend is on the line. Reverend Mark Whitlock.
And the question is, do you Nabuki? I am. Do you Nabuki?
Do you Nabuki?
Oh, we got Reverend Nabuki on the line. Hallelujah. Praise him.
There you go. You know what's really great is that when I got an email from Sharif and they said you want to be on Punch Radio, and I've been saying, you know, to a lot of my congregations, one Sunday I said, I'm Joseph Collins with Punch TV.
You know,
I did.
I do that to him all the time, though. I do that to him all the time. That's exactly how he sounds.
I know. It's a great commercial, man. I mean, it's just really. So God bless you. I'm Mark Whitlock.
Wait a minute. Now you do that in front of your congregation? They know that commercial?
Well, you know, we're in the great black county of Orange County in California, if you know what I'm
talking about.
Yeah, and so there's maybe three black people in all of Orange County, but we're the largest black church in Orange County. We've been around there. We got about 3,500 members, and we're part of the AME Church. I got my start at First AME Church under a guy named Cecil Murray, and
yeah,
we did You remember Cecil Murray, and we had a chance to do a lot of things in Hollywood, and honestly, it's great doing business for the Lord in Orange County. What we really pride ourselves on is our community changers. We work at changing the paradigm, changing the image, changing how things are done, certainly in a partnership with the larger white community. And so our congregation is fairly mixed racially, and we've grown from 4 members now to about, again, about 3,500 folk, and we're in the real estate business. And honestly, I think our congregation is excited about your IPO, and for you to be a company that's on the razor edge. You're disruptive innovators. This is what's needed. This is the paradigm for the 21st century. Congratulations. We support you.
Thank you. You know, we'll be able to add that to our list, because we have a list of people who know your name.
Yeah, really.
So now we can say the entire church. Right.
That's great.
And get up there and let people know who I am now, because I don't want them to think you're me, you know.
Well, the only way you can get in the pulpit is that you have to start off by saying, I'm Joseph Cullen.
He starts off that way everywhere. We're going to the restaurant trying to get something to eat. I'm Joseph Cullen, CEO of HTV Studios.
But in all seriousness, we need more African American companies, more African American CEOs, more people dealing with the image of African Americans. We need more. We suffer from a poverty of money, where we just don't have enough money to live from day to day. We suffer from a poverty of opportunity, where the opportunities are not there. But our greatest suffering is the poverty of imaging. Because when you see us, you often don't see us in the light that we should be seen. We don't receive the roles that we should receive. The Barack Obama movie did not do well in the box office. It's because that's not the image America likes to promote. That's not the image that the president-elect really fostered. And so the truth is, you're changing the paradigm. You're changing the image of African Americans all around the world. And so, again, hats off to you.
Thank you so much. We're really trying to really just tell amazing stories about people's lives that ordinarily would never get told. That's the true vision behind what we're doing. There's so many wonderful stories about so many people, and you just mentioned Chip Murray. You know, there needs to be a movie about his life. Somebody needs to catalyze that, and that's one of the things that we really want to do at Punch. And there's so many other wonderful stories. The Bill Bright story, I think, it would be a wonderful story, who started the Campus Crusade for Christ. And the Eat Hill story, no one is talking about Evie Hill. No one is talking about, because he's in his time right now, you think about Noel Jones, but there was a guy before Noel Jones, Bishop,
McMurray.
Bishop McMurray. There needs to be a movie so that people will know how God operated in the lives of people and how he moves in the lives of people, so that their stories don't just become a picture on the wall, you know, and that legacy will have life and can live on and can move and breathe. And it happens so many times, especially in our churches. We a lot of people forget how churches even got started sometimes. They'll forget that, wow, these few people came together and they prayed and they asked God to do something special, and God did something and God blessed it. And when God blessed it just overflowed and flowed. But then years later, people forget that it was Sister Jones and Mother Mary that came together to pray with a young pastor who only had a dream of building a church but never really knowing what to do, you know what I mean? And we want to make movies and embrace those stories so that it could be an encouragement to other people's lives, and so that when people see what God has done and when other people see what God is doing, that say, like, wow, if God can bless this person, he can also bless me, you know. And that's one of our passion at Punch. That's our core passion. That's the driving force, is to make movies and documentaries and series about these kinds of things. So I'm really happy you came on the line tonight, Reverend Whitlock. I'm really happy you came on the line tonight and said what you said. It's just very encouraging to my spirit, because it's like I have to say that God sent you here tonight, because, you know, I would never have even thought what you're saying, because it's just a part of my vision. But a lot of times when you're bringing a vision to birth, everybody doesn't agree with it. Everybody is a lot of people are against it. But you can see what God is doing, and somebody has to tell the story. You know,
we don't count our success by how many people love us, but we count our success by how many people hate us.
Well, I must be very successful then.
There you go. In the religion that I believe in, and that's Christianity, Jesus Christ becomes the propitiation. He becomes the Paschal Lamb. He becomes the sacrifice. Yeah. And he was born into the world to be crucified. And the truth is,
right,
the people who said they loved him then called for his crucifixion 5 days, 6 days later. So the truth is, we don't measure our success by how many people love us, but how many people hate us. And then 2,000 years later, he is still the most prominent, most powerful person to ever walk the earth, Jesus Christ. And so when I think about Oscar Mouchot, when I think about Gordon Parks, and I think about the great leaders who capture the image of African Americans and transform that image into something that's iconic, we have to think about Joseph Collins. We have to think about Punch Television. And the truth is that we are made in God's image. We are made in God's image. The Bible says, I made you in my image, the imagio Deo. And in that image, God has preordained greatness. And for us, in order to certainly benefit from the preordained destiny that God has already provided for us, we have to wake up, we have to dream, we have to wake up, and we have to make it a reality. And the truth is that after we make that step, it's really frightening. And I think about my three sons, and I watched them take their first step, and they were afraid, and their legs did fall. But it's not about falling. It's about getting back. Even if a man falls seven times, as long as he gets back up, good God Almighty, God will bless you. And so, it may not be everything that you believe it should have been, everything you thought it would be, but it is more than it would have been if you had not gotten back up, got back, dusted yourself off, took a step in the right direction, and established that which God has already manifested and made and preordained to be successful. I think I'm about ready to preach here. And the Bible says we can do all things through Christ Jesus. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. But the reality is, we got to take the first step, brother.
That's right.
Thank you for taking the first step. Thank you for taking the risk of faith, as Brother James Cone says. He is the God of the oppressed, and we have been oppressed for so long that we have been doing so much with so little for so long, we don't know how great we really are. You're a great brother.
Mm-hmm. Well, I receive that into my spirit and into my life. I receive that.
Man, thank you for letting me come on there. I know you got a lot of people in your punch bowl, in your bowl. I just appreciate the opportunity for you to have Reverend Mark Whitlock, Pastor of Christ Our Redeemer, AME Church. And by the way, I'm still with Reverend Cecil Murray. We developed the USC Cecil Murray Center for Community Engagement. I serve as the executive director over there. Reverend Murray's now 87 years old. Reverend Murray, we were just with the president of Warner Brothers Television today, and we're trying to launch some stuff and just let the folk know that Cecil Murray's alive, and he's got young brothers like me trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great, man. I hope to connect with you. I want to make sure we get your number and everything off the show so we can just stay in contact, you know, and I'd love to visit your church and, you know, do everything. I just like that. Hi, I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios.
We're at 45
like,
Tesla.
It's
thank
it's
you.
Really
we're
you.
At. I'm gonna give a shameless plug. Core Television.
Go
I
ahead.
Mean, Core. Listen to me. I've turned into Joseph Collins. Core AME Church at 45 Tesla, Irvine, California 949-955-0014. I'll give you my celly off the line and thank you very much. In fact, I'll just text it back to Sharif and my brother lives in Texas, man. My brother lives in Grapevine.
Is that, where is that near? Because we have a TV station in Houston which we broadcast on. Is that near Houston?
No, man, it's Dallas.
Oh, Dallas. Okay, so I'm in Plano at this moment. At this very moment, I'm in Plano, Texas. And is that close to here? Well, Dallas is close. I think Dallas is like 20 minutes down.
I hope so. I'm not quite sure. But let's hook up when you get back. And Cali? You live in Cali?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, most definitely.
Well, let's hook up when you get back, and I'll make sure you got my cell phone, and we'll hook you up with some folk, and we'd love to see you take this thing all the way to where it's crazy. And you just have to have you have to have an exit plan to make more money. What can I tell you?
But, hey, you got to do what you got to do when you got to do it.
Well, God bless you. God bless you and keep you, and thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you so much, Pastor Whitlock. And we'll be more. We'll be back with more after these important messages.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Sharifa, guess what?
Yes. What happened?
I'm Joseph Collins, and I'm the CEO of Punch TV Studios.
That is, you do that all the time.
All the time.
Everyone knows
all
that.
Right. Hi, I'm Joseph Collins, and I'm the CEO, but I never knew that I made it to church like that, though. And the pastor gets up and says, "Hi, I'm Joseph Collins." That's so awesome. That's really, really awesome. That's really awesome.
It really is.
And that was my idea, actually, too. I'm going to just tell you, that was my idea to use. They were changing everything else, but I did keep that one part high. I'm Joseph Collins.
Well, it works.
I'm Joseph Collins. Hi, I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios.
You know what? I think the next time you should say it in Spanish. No?
Hi.
Guess not.
I'm Joseph Collins.
Hola. Me, I'm a...
Hola.
Joseph Collins.
Mi nombre es Joseph Collins.
You gotta change it up. You can't just do it the same way all the time. Then we're going to move to Mandarin Chinese. And then we're going to throw some Arabic in there. You really going to like that one. But we are running out of time.
Joseph Collins.
because we're having way too much fun tonight. So we have to bring on.
I'm going
to
tell you what I just did. I'm sure I just offended the Iranian culture. Not the Iranians. I ain't trying to offend them. But I'm sure I just offended those guys over in Dubai. I'm sure I just did. I was trying to speak Arabic, but I don't think it came out quite right. But I'm not trying to offend the people that are investing from Dubai. Please keep investing, please. We love Dubai. We love Dubai Indians. You know, we love those guys. Love that oil
money.
So.
We will get the Lord ready later. Focus on tonight.
I'm sorry, Prince Abdullah. I'm sorry.
Hey. Don't offend my husband, okay? I need that.
So who else is in the punch bowl tonight?
We have a very, very special guest. Miss Audria James is joining us tonight. Are you with us, Miss James?
I sure am, and I am just on cloud 1,000.
Oh, wow. She done went past 9.
Forgive
she done went to 1,000.
Cloud 1,000. And I just happen to have on CNN, on mute, the legacy of Barack Obama.
Oh, wow.
It's
wow.
just on my TV, but I'm paying attention to this, and I just say I'm thankful I showed up.
Mm.
Last Saturday, I did a Nordic walking training, if I can just explain real quick how I got here tonight.
Sure.
I showed up at a Nordic training, a lady I know that has her own anti-aging products, and she's teaching us how to Nordic walk, and I'm also going to be working with her in developing her product line in the Pasadena area. Because God has given me the opportunity and the talent to listen on one side and how I can help people on the other side. And somebody told me today, they said, Andrea, you're a global resource specialist. I said, okay, I claim that. But after we did the walk, I fellowshiped with two other ladies. And one lady, she and I really connected on the spiritual level. And Father God gave us specific assignments to do as of that moment, that'll get us to where we're going in part of our careers and focus on our talent. And while we were standing there talking, there was a radio commercial on in the background, and it said, if you want to invest in Punch TV for a dollar. And I said, wow, okay. And I thought that was going to be the last time I heard that. And I said, well, I'm going to go on the website. But the next morning, I went on Facebook, and the ad was there. And I said, okay, well, maybe this is trying to tell me something. So I called, and I emailed, and a young lady called me back. I missed her call. She called me yesterday. I missed her call. So a lady named Joy called me back today. And I said, well, is it possible, because I've heard about Punch TV for probably almost 8 years, and I didn't pay attention to it. Plus, there was a guy that I knew back in 2011, Bruno Jaber.
Bruno,
and I don't know.
Bruno, I love Bruno. Bruno has been a blessing to Punch.
Bruno has been
an absolute blessing to Punch.
Is he still associated with Punch TV?
He's at Punch every day.
Wow. And he's helped me out several times in my life, and our paths crossed when I had to move, and he came and helped me move with his car, and I'm just saying, okay, and I still have his name in my phone. I just don't have a current number, but I just realized how God crosses, or you cross paths with people when you're supposed to. So, like I said, I followed up, and the lady called me. And I said, by chance, I said, I have my own internet radio show called Today's Entrepreneur. And I've been wanting to do an internet radio show since 2013. But I didn't know what the subject line, I thought at that point, subject matter, I thought at that point it was going to be solar energy, but it wasn't. And I didn't have the venue. So the late part of this summer, the subject matter and the venue came up. And I said, okay, what's my subject going to be? It's going to be Today's Entrepreneur. Because I know so many people in business. So on Monday mornings now, 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I interview entrepreneurs, and I try to top each show. I've done 8 shows so far, and matter of fact, the gentleman that I have coming on this Monday, his assistance passed across mine the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and this gentleman's name is Thomas T.J. Lofton. And he creates entrepreneurs, not employees. So he's the first entrepreneur that I'm interviewing that I don't know. So I had a private conversation with him this past Monday at 11 a.m. to 12 noon. And I was just blown away by what he does. So when the young lady said, well, would you like to be a part of our conference call tonight and you can meet Mr. Joseph Collins? And I said, sure, because that's one of the things that I've learned over the last couple of years. I keep showing up. And I keep showing up at the right time. And I am so happy that I showed up tonight. I had a chance to meet a Reverend, if not Bishop, Mark Whitlock, when Mr. Bill Clinton came to town earlier this year, before his wife even got on the ticket. It was a 24-hour call, and they came to a little church in South L.A., and one of the last people that I met was Reverend Whitlock and his wife, and I got her number. I got the secretary's number because I said I'd like for him to be on my show. But the two things I wanted to do that day was get a picture with Bill Clinton, and I did, and also connect directly to his assistant, and I did, because I asked God. I said, let me network with those people that are powerful and that they make changes, and when I call, it's about something. So, and I said it's going to be economic development, infrastructure, jobs, manufacturing. I said I don't know who I'm going to be connected to, but I want to be one of those people that make changes. If somebody needs a school done, call up people, say, hey, let's write the checks and get the school done. If they need books, let's write the check for the schools. If somebody needs seed money, let's get that done. Whatever it takes, and then entrepreneurs, whatever they need, if there needs to be a homeless shelter, if there needs to be a home for foster care kids, at-risk youth. I mean, that's one of the things God has given me the talent. Connect people with people, business, and business with business. And I do it because I love it, the passion of my heart. And I'm really, really, really in a season that I'm learning right now. And unfortunately, I was doing a business with one black business, and I thought the person was a friend of mine, and now they burned me in money. And but I realized over the weekend, God was teaching me that the things that I didn't know, that the question that I didn't ask, I didn't get things in writing because I didn't know, because I trusted this person.
Right.
But then they turned around and told me, don't trust man, trust God. So when I heard about the IPO, I said, oh, my gosh. Okay. But I also have my own production company, A.R. James Productions. And in listening to this call tonight and being part of this call, and hopefully I'd like to be on this call every night if possible, because when God moves, especially in my life, sometimes he moves at the 11:59th hour.
Right.
And it's just I'm going through a couple of things financially right now, but I know it's a bigger picture, and I know he got this baby girl's back.
Yes,
but someone on the line mentioned something about stories with the ministers and the preachers and the bishops, and I was just talking about them earlier today. And that's the spirit right there. I might have to look into that. To start doing a documentary or have these ministers and bishops on my show, because they're also entrepreneurs.
They are in a sense in
so
Iowa.
It's
well, now, how can people contact you to get on your show?
I can give out my number, either that or I can give out my email address.
Whichever one you want to give, so people will have a way to contact you. Or you can visit Nabuki.com, and we could send people to you from Nabuki so they could be on your show. That would be really, really the thing to do.
Either that or I have an email address, today's entrepreneur, today's with the S, entrepreneur, the number 1 at gmail.com.
Today's entrepreneur, the number 1 at gmail.com. Well, I want to thank all of our guests for joining us on today's show. It's been an incredible show, and I want to thank you for coming on tonight. I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. We're going to do some amazing things in media. I want to thank our our co-host and our producer tonight, the Sharifa. And I want to thank everyone that came and joined in the Punch Bowl tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night about the same time, about 6 o'clock, West Coast time. And my time is 8 o'clock because I'm in Texas right now. But wherever you are, just go by 6 o'clock West Coast time. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And have a Punch TV day.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.